I'm going to invite us to do a whole sequence in a chair, and there'll be options to stand up as well. And so I have yoga blocks. They won't be necessary, but if you have a yoga block or two, or like a big book, again, not necessary, but just to have it handy. And I'm going to be asking for every time that you come to the movement class to bring blocks or a book. And also if you have a strap or this is a tie thing for a rope, so that this works as well. Or it could be a towel. And instead of blocks, actually, or a book, what works just as well as having blankets. So when we're seated, sometimes it's really nice if our feet don't comfortably rest on the ground to have a blanket underneath the feet. So, okay. So we're gonna get started. And I want to integrate some of what Noli Wei just beautifully shared with us. And so I'm feeling moved to bring a hand to my heart and another to my belly. And Spring Washam is a teacher that many of you may know. And she first taught me about rubbing her heart. And in terms of one of the themes in Noli Wei's talk about where does it hurt? And so for me at this moment, I'm feeling just wanting to massage my heart. So if that feels appropriate for you right now, I invite you to do that and to take a couple deeper breaths. And from here, I'm going to invite us into a breathing practice. Sometimes it's called the bee's breath, and it's a humming. And again, everything is invitational. If it doesn't feel right or appropriate for your body in this moment, don't do it. Just let it go. So there's another hand mudra that happens here. So you don't have to touch your face if you don't want to, but if you'd like to cover your eyes with your index finger and your middle finger, and then to put the ring finger above your lip, and then to put your thumbs to close your ears, a little nubby part of your ears, to close that, and then we'll make like a B sound. So you don't have to have your fingers as they are. And then we'll make a B sound. And again, it could happen about the fingers. Sometimes I think it's like a massage for the bones even. So we'll do this for 30 seconds. So you're really letting that go, find your breath, and or find the sensations in your body, the feet, your feet on the ground. So you might sense that reverberation, and you could do that since you're on mute. You can do that at any time. It's a way to connect to your body, and it's an alternative to the breath. If the breath isn't available for us, we can use our vocal cords and as a sort of chant. So now I'm going to invite us taking Noliwe's metaphor of the reins, and as we did, if you were here at the first movement this morning, we're going to scoop up the water of the earth with kind permission, knowing that we're part of the cycle, 70% water we are. And then the Dharma reigns, is when only we say, to let that go through our body. So find a comfortable position. You could open your feet up to have space to bend down. So we'll do it a couple times in the center of our body, and then we'll bend side to side. So the Dharma reigns as you fold down. One more time here in the center. And you might caress your head and your face and your torso. And then we're gonna go to the right leg. So same movement and pivoting a little bit to the right as you massage it as you wish your leg and bring up the healing water and the Dharma rain along the right side of your body. And so an inquiry that was brought up in the talk was, where am I thirsty and where am I on fire? So using the water here to satisfy our thirst and not drown ourselves, but also to put out the fire, but also not completely, that we need fire as a part of the way the world works, our body works. So two more times on this side. And then the next time the arms come up, I'll just leave them up for a second. Inhaling, fingertips up toward the sky, and feeling the Dharma rain come on the left side of the body. Coming out from the earth through our body. And then down the left side. So a few times at your own pace. If you feel a tender spot, a thirsty spot in your body that needs more attention, you do that. And if there's a part on fire, you might imagine sending the breath, the cooling waters to that part of your body. Great. Okay. So one more time on this side. And then when you're ready, you'll come back to center, resting your hands on your thighs. And so finding our mountain posture, Tadasana is a yoga word for it. And so you feel the feet on the ground and feel the resonance of these last set of movements. If you want to do the vocalization again, the moon sound, feel that already happening after this last set of movements. So I'll move us into another movement. Will be similar in that we'll be inviting touch in our legs again and through a crescent moon movement. So I'm going to scoot back a little bit more into the middle of my chair. And I'm going to use my left hand to support myself on the side of the chair and lifting your right arm up. And then if you'd like, bending a little toward the left. And then bringing the arm down and again, massaging your leg, caressing your leg. And coming back up and then bending to the side to open up the right side of your body. So we'll do this a few times. So stay where you want to stay in this movement. So you can breathe into your rib cage as your arm is directly up or bending a little to the side. And then when you feel ready, you'll come down. And if it's available, you might reach all the way down to your feet. And have this be a dynamic movement. Even in stillness, bring the dynamic nature of your breath into whatever body is thirsty for breath. Exhaling where there's excess fire. More times as you wish on this side. And then when you're ready, you'll come back to center and pause and notice if you notice any difference. Again, no right or wrong from the right side to the left. And so we'll do the same on the left side. So you could use your hand on your thigh for support or on the chair. And you'll lift your left arm up and a little bit of a side bend. And here we're breathing into our heart, our lung, our rib cage. And then you'll bend down. And so you'll use your feet to press into the ground and use your belly muscles to help support the movement as well. So two more times on this side, breathing into any part of your body you could imagine that's thirsty, and on the exhales, releasing of excess fire. So the next time you come up, release the arm back onto your lap. Take a breath. And I'll keep us moving. So we'll practice the cat stretch, cat and cow. So your knee, your hands on your knees or your thighs. Having your hands on your knees sometimes provide leverage as you come into cat, cow, and as you open your chest and your throat, then exhaling as you curl down, chin in toward your chest. So moving back and forth with your breath. And like any time, if an organic kind of movement wants to happen, maybe you want to move your torso and move your head and neck, whatever feels good for you right now. The main purpose is to create fluidity in the spine. So exhaling down and inhaling up. Maybe your shoulders move, your head and your neck, your hips in the chair. And then one more time, and when you're ready, you'll come back to neutral. Find your breath. The next set of movements will be a modification of the sun salutations. So we'll do it seated, and then after I'll offer a standing up version. So if it's available, I'm gonna invite you to bring your left knee in toward your chest and to hug it in toward your chest. And then one more breath here. And then you'll relax and release. Open up the feet and bring your fingertips up toward the ceiling. And then make space for your torso to bend, either your torso resting on your thighs or open the feet up so you can drape in between your legs. And then press in through the feet and use your belly muscles to come back up, bringing your hands up toward the sky. And then exhale, bring your right knee in toward your chest. Relaxing the shoulders, take a breath here. And then as you're ready, you'll relax and release. And we'll do this two more times on each side. So inhaling up and exhaling down. Take a breath here and we'll add a half lift. So fingertips to the floor if they reach or to your legs. To extend the back long, elongating in the spine, the back of the head in line with the sacrum, just at the bottom of the base of your spine for a breath. Inhale and then exhale back down. One breath, one movement, pressing in through your feet, bringing your left knee toward your chest, relaxing the shoulders for a breath. And as you're ready, gently let the left leg down, pressing through your feet to lift your hands up again toward the sky. Maybe a little back bend as you open your heart if you wish. And then exhale, folding all the way back down. And we'll find a half lift, so your fingers like tripods on the ground or your ankles or your knees to feel a long back. So shoulders away from the ears, half lift. Inhale, elongating the spine, and then exhale, you'll fold back down. Pressing in through the feet, you'll inhale, bring your hands back up, and exhale, bring the right knee toward the chest for a breath here. And then relax and release. And one more time on the left side. Inhaling up. And exhaling down. Inhale, long back. Exhale, fold back down. Inhale and come back up your arms. And exhale, bring your left knee to your chest. And here we'll do gentle circles with the left foot and ankle. So we'll go a few times in one direction. And then the other. And then we'll finish the sequence on the right side, releasing the left foot back onto the earth. Inhale, hands up toward the sky. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift, long back, shoulders away from ears. When you're ready, you'll exhale back down. Inhale, as you're ready, pressing into the feet, using your core. Hands come up toward the ceiling. And then exhale, bring your right knee to your chest. Relax the shoulders, and then we'll gently rotate this foot and ankle. The other direction. And then we'll relax and release this foot. For a few moments, find your mountain posture. Feel your feet connected to the earth, the crown of the head connected to the heavens. From here, I'm going to invite us into a warrior sequence. So coming to the right side of your chair, the right corner of your chair. And then you'll bring your left foot forward so that the knee bends sort of at a 90 degree angle, just so the left foot feels nice and strong. And then the right foot and leg, you extend it out long, so wherever it feels steady and comfortable. And then if it's available, I'm going to invite you to bring both arms out long in a T-shape. And then look to the back arm to see if that's where you want it. If it's available to your neck, look forward. And then you'll relax your shoulders. And I'm going to invite us to move in and out of this a few times into peaceful warrior. So the right hand comes onto the right back leg and the left arm comes up. And then if you'd like, into extended side angle posture. So the left forearm comes onto the left thigh, left forearm on left thigh. And then the right arm extends out long, like there's a line of energy from your right heel up your right fingertips. And then, so we'll come in and out of this. So you're using the strength of your feet and your legs and also of your belly muscles to come in and out of peaceful warrior and extended side angle. So we want to use the big muscles, so our legs and our belly muscles as we move in and out of this. Two more times. And then the next time your arms come up, we'll leave them up in warrior two, side-facing warrior. So arms in a T-shape and fingers spread out wide. And feeling the strength in your arms and your legs for two more breaths. Great. And then when you're ready, you'll relax and release the arms and bring the back foot to meet the front. And so, yeah, shake that out. Sometimes there's some accumulated tension after connecting to that much strength in your body. So whatever movement feels good. And then we'll practice on the opposite side. So coming to the left corner of your chair. So the right foot at a 90 degree angle. And then the left leg and foot extend out back. So whatever feels good, of course, no causing injury in the knees or, and the foot can stay very close to the leg of the chair, wherever it feels good. And as long as you feel steady in your feet, and then you might lift your arms up in a T-shape. Side-facing warrior, warrior two, fingers spread out wide. Look back or your back arm and look forward to your front arm. And we'll come in out of this a few times. So the left arm goes along the left leg, the right arm comes up, the right arm comes down onto your right thigh, and the left leg, the left arm is extended out from the left leg. And we'll come in and out of this at your own pace. If it becomes too much, just stop and find your breath or find another way to ground, because this is creating energy, fire in the body. Yeah, at any time. You can use the Dharma reins, the metaphor there of flickering your fingers and cooling whatever needs cooling. So two more times on this side. And then the next time the arms come up, we'll leave them up for a couple of breaths, feeling strength in your arms, fingers out wide, pressing into the feet. And then when you're ready, relax and release the arms. Bring your back foot to meet the front. We'll come back to the center of our chair. And we'll do three cat and cow stretches again. So, of course, if another movement arises, do that. So three cows and cats, exhaling as you curl down. Inhaling as you curl up. After the third time, when you're curled down, I'm going to invite you to curl down all the way to a forward fold. So hinging from the hips, the long back, and go as far as your body allows without causing harm, of course. So you can rest your thighs, your torso on your thighs, or find space to go and allow your head to relax down. So a couple of breaths here. And then as you're ready, press in through your feet, and you could use your hands on your legs, use your strength of your belly to come back up to seated. You might shrug and roll your shoulders, and we'll come back to a mountain posture. Then just scan the body. Feel your feet. A word no leeway used was slathering, so just sensing the flow of energy, and that we're slathering with our breath. If you feel moved to have physical contact with your hands, I know you're a part of your body, do that. But I'll guide us with just a brief body scan, sensing, feeling your feet and whatever they're resting on, your ankles, your calves and your shins, your knees, backs of knees, your thighs, your hips, your torso. So here in your torso, I'll invite you to take a couple of deeper breaths, just nourishing all these vital organs in your torso. Sense your arms. You might feel the resonance from the warrior arms if you have them in the T-shape, how strong they are. And lastly, your head and your neck. Speaking of strength, I'm going to invite us to do one core exercise. And this is where the blocks come in, or the book, whatever you have. So if you have a block or a book to put in between your thighs to engage the inner thigh muscles, and if you have a blocks or a blanket to rest to put your feet on. So if you only have one book or one block, you could rest your thighs on there. And that book is old, so. And from here, so this is Navasana, so it's a boat pose. And I'm bringing this in because No Leeway talked about that timeless teaching about the other shore of non-suffering, and And so, and not getting there with broken oars. So the arms in the warrior pose are like our oars, and we're stronger than we think often. And the narratives that we carry, that we've internalized, yeah, that have been, yeah, forced on us even. So here we're going to get in touch with our core muscles. So this is one variation on this posture. So if you lean back, it looks like a boat, and you might bring your arms out in front of you or above your head. So this might be enough. And so the toes pointing in towards your knees. And then if you want more of a challenge, you might remove the block, but feel like it's still there. And then you would lift your feet up and your arms out long. So whatever variation for a couple of breaths here. So really engaging the belly muscles. So one more breath here, and then relax and release. And shrug and roll. You might shake your legs out. This is a powerful posture. So anything that can help you reset. And I'm going to invite us to practice that one more time. So resting the feet on the block or on the floor, and the toes pointing in. If you have a block, definitely I encourage that. So that we could really focus on the belly muscles, and arms out in front of you or above your head. If you have a block, this is one of my favorite things, because our inner thigh muscles are tight and weak for most of us. So that engages that. And then boat posture. So three breaths here, whatever variation, shoulders relax. Another breath here. And then relax and release. And release the block. And any movement here to reset yourself after that. So find your breath. Take us in through a couple more postures. And so if you like, this is kind of a good reset to make circles of your hips here in the chair. If you want to come onto the floor and do child's pose, I did say I was going to offer standing poses, so we'll come back tomorrow. Do some chair and standing poses in other direction. Okay. So we'll do a seated twist now. So coming back to center, and then we're going to pivot over to the right. So we're sitting perpendicular to the chair now. And then we're going to use the back of the chair at some place, either the seat or the actual backrest, whatever feels better for your body. And then inhale, we're going to lengthen our spine. And if you want to bring your hands up above your head. And exhale, we're going to twist, turn slightly to the right, and use the back of the chair for support. So using the back of the chair for support and breathing here. So feel your feet on the ground. And a couple of really nice belly breaths to really feel the strength of your belly. And then if you want to twist your, turn your head and neck toward the right, you do that only to the point of where it feels good. Yeah. So two breaths here. And then on your next inhale, you'll curl, turn back to center. And make your way all the way back to center. Now I'm going to shrug and roll again. And take a couple breaths here in Tadasana, mountain pose. And then we'll practice on the opposite side. So turning so that the left side of your torso is basically perpendicular to the left back of the chair. And then we'll do the same thing on this side, as you're inhaling up. And then exhale, turn to a twist. So using the back of that chair, or the seat as leverage. Relaxing your shoulders and breathing your belly. Your belly. Two more breaths here. And then on your next inhale, elongate the spine, bring your arm around back up. Come back, to center. So I invite us to come into the final resting posture. So we'll be here for 5 minutes or the last 5 minutes of class. So you can come back to your hand on chest or the belly, or maybe there's another movement that wants to happen. And I'll invite the bell in 5 minutes. So Shavasana is the Sanskrit term. So you might lay down on the ground if you have your mat, or find a posture, and I'll invite the bell in 5 minutes to end our practice. Sometimes this is called the most difficult posture in yoga because it requires relative stillness when it's our body's natural workings to have movement. So no right or wrong. The invitation is to feel the support of the earth beneath you. So we're letting go of shaping and controlling the breath. And if the breath is an available anchor for you, use it to anchor you. Notice the rise and fall of your chest and your belly with your breath, the throat. Might even notice the air as it enters your mouth or nose. And just taking these precious minutes to integrate the movement we just practiced. So you could stay here as long as you need to, but for now, I'm gonna invite us to gently wiggle our toes, and circle our ankles, wiggle fingers and circle wrists. I'm going to invite you just to take your time, no rush. If you want to come back up to a seated posture, you'll take your time and roll to one side, and you use your bottom arm and your top arm to push yourself up to seated, and have your head and neck be the last to come up. And then I'll invite us to bring palms together, Anjali Mudra. Maybe a gentle bow to yourself, to the practice, and thanking yourself and thanking all the causes and conditions that have allowed this moment to arise. And I'll invite the singing bell three times. Thank you for your practice. So I'm not sure what's on the schedule next. And I'll take a look. Yeah, so we're gonna have a break. And I could stay on if there were any questions about the movement practice. You can let me know right now. You're welcome. And otherwise, I wish you a good break, and then we'll come back at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then to be guided in chanting and the heart practices. Okay, so thank you for your practice.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.